Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's just another day for you, you and me in paradise. Hi, just my little theme tune there for Tory Britain. The BBC and the Tories, let's have a little chat about that, shall we? So, there's multiple scandals involving the Conservative government going on at the moment. Not so much as a government as just one revolving scandal, just scandals going... You know, at the beginning of Gravity, the film where a disaster happens in space and everything starts flying around manically. Yeah, that's the British government at the moment. Anyway, this particular scandal, to keep up, involves the appointment of the chair of the BBC, which is Richard Sharp. And it turned out Richard Sharp helped secure, well, it's said, a loan of up to £800,000 for Boris Johnson, who then appointed him BBC chair. You might as well laugh. Might as well just let it wash over you. What's the point? Could just get angry about this all the time. But frankly, it'll shave off years off your life expectancy. What's the point? Let it wash over you. I want to chat about the BBC and the Tories more generally. But let's hear from John Nicholson, who I like very much. He's a SNP MP and correctly discusses this country as a banana republic.
Here's what we know about the appointment of the BBC chair. The BBC chair, Richard Sharp, helped arrange a £600,000 loan for the Right Honourable Member for Uxbridge and South Ryston, weeks before he was chosen by the former Prime Minister to become BBC chair. Mr Sharp appeared before the Culture Select Committee on which I sit. We grilled him about his £400,000 gift to the Conservative Party. However, he did not disclose his role in getting the man appointing him a huge loan. Mr Sharp, the former Prime Minister, and the cousin offering the loan dined together checkers pre-loan and pre-appointment. The former Prime Minister's spokesperson says, "So what? Big deal." The Cabinet Office ethics team told the former Prime Minister to stop talking to Mr Sharp about his finances. Ministers told other applicants not to waste their time applying. The appointment was to go to the Right Honourable Member for Uxbridge and South Ryslip's friend, the Tory donor. Even by the grubby standards of this government, it's all a bit banana republic, is it not?
Mr. Speaker, I thank the Honourable Gentleman for his question. As the Honourable Gentleman knows, there was a very robust process in place for the appointment of the chairman at the BBC, including a pre-appointment hearing. I read the transcript this morning in which the Honourable Gentleman played his usual prominent role in grilling the appointee, pre-appointment. It was an incredibly robust process with an independent panel of five members that went through that process. And just to reassure the House, I understand that the Commissioner in Public Appointments is going to double-check that that went through, process was absolutely consistent with the proper governance expected of these appointments. And I know that the Chairman of the BBC has invited the Senior Non-Executive Director of the BBC to discuss with the Board to make certain that all relevant conflicts of interest were properly disclosed. So there are two processes that are ongoing, but this was a very robust process.
Robust process. Works. Yeah, that's not true, is it? So let's just talk about this robust process. I can't roll my R, so just won't do that again. So it was a government-appointed panel, which included a Tory party donor, a prospective MP, and the wife of the former chair of The Spectator, who actually worked with Boris Johnson when he edited the magazine. The Spectator, which is a very noxious right-wing magazine, which publishes articles such as In Praise of the Wehrmacht, and defences of Greek neo-Nazis. Also, when Boris Johnson was editor, articles arguing black people have lower IQs than white people. Lovely, lovely magazine. Yeah, it's like a genteel version of Der Stürmer, if you will. Now, you know, this is ludicrous, obviously. It's completely ridiculous.
But I think there's a broader point about the BBC and Tory connections, basically, because firstly, there's something of a revolving door between the BBC and the Tories. And it's important to make this point because there is a standard narrative which is pushed by the right-wing media for reasons I will discuss, which frames the BBC as this den of leftiness. So let's just give some striking examples. So David Cameron, when he wanted a spin doctor, who did he get? He got one of the most senior BBC people, Craig Oliver, to work for him as his spin doctor. We, of course, under Boris Johnson, he appointed Gitto Harry. We had Theresa May, who appointed Robbie Gibb. He was the brother of a Tory MP, Nick Gibb. He previously worked as the political advisor in chief of staff to the then Shadow Chancellor Francis Maude, played a role in Michael Portillo's unsuccessful campaign to be Tory party leader. He then was in charge for ages of BBC Westminster. So do you remember like the Daily and Sunday Politics, the Andrew Marr show this week, Radio 4's Westminster Hour? He was in charge of all of that. And then he went off to become the Director of Communications under Theresa May, which is absolutely astonishing.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now, in August 2022, the former BBC presenter Emily Maitlis said that Gibb was an active agent of the Conservative Party because he came back. He's on the BBC board. Calling an active agent of the Conservative Party playing a significant role in determining the nature of the corporation's news output. Again, banana republic. We, of course, had... you might not know about this. George Osborne hired his spin doctor from the BBC, Thea Rogers. Actually ended up getting married to her. Allegra Stratton, she went from the BBC to ITV and then off to work for Rishi Sunak. And then she went off to work for Boris Johnson. That was a tremendous success. That went well. Didn't go well. She's married to, as well, James Forsyth, who was a Spectator and Times and Sun columnist. And now went off to work for Rishi Sunak. I mean, some argue he was already basically working for him anyway. He was best man, Rishi Sunak, at their wedding. Ludicrous country, actually, the more you think about it. I'm not trying to do the country down generally. Lots to like about Britain, but this is ludicrous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, the BBC, the reason the BBC is often portrayed as this den of leftiness is because it suits a right-wing media who, frankly, we've got one of the most extreme, rabid right-wing press ecosystems in the Western world. And they regard anything that isn't equally frothing at the mouth right-wing as left-wing. You know, that's partly their worldview. But also, they know it's a convenient way to police the output of the BBC, because the more they go on about the BBC's political output, the more they scare the BBC, if you like, into adopting right-wing framing. I mean, that happens all the time anyway, because we've got this right-wing press ecosystem. What if you think about the Today programme on Radio 4? The main headlines, the main stories in the newspapers very much shape the priorities of broadcast news for that day. And because they're right-wing newspapers, overwhelmingly, that sets the tone for broadcast news as well. And there's interesting studies that have consistently shown that, for example, the BBC are far more likely to platform business leaders than trade union leaders. That during the banking crisis, they presented voices from the city's impartial witnesses and observers rather than complicit in actually what happened. It's interesting because I think the other reason that people go, well, the BBC, all they claim it's left wing, is I think it's definitely true that on social issues, you could say the BBC historically, that's changed. If you look at their position on trans rights now, diabolical. But before, you could argue in things like immigration and so on, or gay rights, they were liberal. But on the economy, they've always been market orientated in the way they frame and discuss issues. One senior BBC presenter once said to me the centre of gravity politically was basically Blairite at the BBC. But I think what you see now after 12 years of Tory rule, 13 coming up to actually, what a waste of life. Oh dear. Is the Tory, you know, you can just see all these, this, you know, huge Tory leaning element, but also a revolving door between Toryism and the BBC. So I don't think we should just talk about Richard Sharp. We should talk about the BBC more generally, how it operates. And we should have, I believe in public broadcasting, but it should be a public broadcaster, not a state broadcaster. And that means arm's length. I mean, at the same time, you know, it's easy to criticize the Tories over this, but do you remember in the Iraq War how Alastair Campbell, who's now, I know, a saint amongst the FBP liberal, big house liberal contingent out there of a certain age, but when they was going really hard for the Iraq War, well, look at what the BBC, what happened to the BBC, you know, you ended up, no one resigned from the government over support for the Iraq War, but you got, you know, the top brass, including Greg Dyke, having to resign over the Iraq War. And I think that whole episode actually paved the way, in a way, for the clipping of the wings of the BBC under all governments. But yes, the BBC is not a den of leftiness. We can see how it operates consistently in the interests of conservative governments. Please like, subscribe. I'll see you in a bit.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.